Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Walt Villa from the Miami Herald is kind enough to join us, filling us in on what's going on. Walt, thanks so much for taking the time.
How you doing, Larry? All our teams are winning in South Florida. The Heat, the Marlins, but, FIU couldn't quite get it done.
Yeah, I was going to say, but gallant effort against a pretty good Liberty team on the road, obviously. It all started out real well. The opening kickoff, Flex Joseph takes it the distance. One of the guys that I know that Butch Davis is excited about for the future. A lot of young faces, quarterback-wise. Got you change at quarterback after having such an impressive quarterback last year. The offensive line has gone through a few changes. Talk about that, because I think the offense, other than a few games last year, sputtered, and this year I know they're looking for a lot more consistency.
Well, their last two quarterbacks have gone on to be NFL draft picks. That's pretty impressive, Magoo and Morgan. And so they played three quarterbacks in this game. They started with Max Bortenschlager, the transfer from Maryland. He didn't do much. Then they went to Kalen Wiggins, who's a terrific runner. Hasn't yet proven he's a big-time passer, although that could happen. And then in the second half, the whole second half, they went to a redshirt freshman, Larry, from Tennessee, Stone Norton. And I think he's going to be the starting quarterback now. It's going to be a competition because they don't play until October 10th, next game against Middle Tennessee. But Stone Norton threw a beautiful, like a 45-yard post pattern to Bryce Singleton, and he looks like he might have the right stuff to be the starter. You mentioned Flex Joseph on the kickoff return. He was the Conference USA Special Teams Player of the Week. He averaged 42.5 per kick. Aside from the 100-yarder, he also had a 65-yarder. And you know, Larry, he's one of that out of that Miami Central where they produce all those great running backs.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, Walt, when you take a look at this team, you see them last year against Miami. You see them in some of the games they came and the one thing that I remember that Coach Davis was talking about, he kept saying, we're just not a consistent football team. And obviously that showed last year when you beat a Power 5 team like Miami, then the next week you're back down again. And obviously you need those efforts. You need a win over a Power 5 school or a bigger D1 type of school to kind of propel you and make the recruits take notice. And they have, because they've had a good recruiting class a couple years in a row. Is it gonna be nationally rated? Probably not, but it's in their conference. They're right up near the top. You think over the next 2 years we'll see the fruits of these last two recruiting classes starting to take hold?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Larry, because FAU is they're number one ranked. I think this might be the third year in a row if they hold on. They have the top recruiting class in Conference USA, so locally they have a lot of competition. I think this quarterback thing is something to watch. If this kid, Stone Norton, is for real, he's a redshirt freshman, he has 4 years as a starter, that's such a key position. We'll see how that goes. They've got 9 recruits for the 2021 class. So I think FAU has like 27. Another interesting story, Larry, is the running back, Devontae Price. He waited 4 years to be the starter. And his first game as, you know, as the guy, he had a career high 148 yards. So he's I did a big story. I don't know if you saw on the Miami Herald in the previous section on Devontae. He's a twin. He was born second of the twins, 60 minutes after his brother. So he's used to waiting his turn.
Yeah. No, I guess so. Walter Villa is joining us. Miami Herald does an awesome job with a lot of sports, baseball wise as well. But football right now is taking center stage. What did FIU do? I mean, you talked to them during the pandemic and you saw, you know, I know Butch, you know, being the type of guy that Butch is, I mean, it's tough for him to sit on his hands. Were the kids pretty motivated? Did the kids kind of like do things on their own to the point that it pleased this coaching staff enough?
Well, during the pandemic, last time that I talked to Butch about this subject, he said that, you know, there's I think only one team in Conference USA today that started later than FIU. And Butch Davis said that had they tried to start earlier, they would not have been able to field the team. In other words, they had a lot of kids out with the coronavirus, so they needed this time, you know, to start. And I think Liberty, as you know, Larry, that's a pretty good side. That may be the best team they play. It's a fairly soft schedule, 9-game schedule that they have remaining. 9 games total, 8 remaining. Next game is the home opener, October 10th against Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee is already 0-3. There's some easy soft touches against Jacksonville State and UTEP. So I do think they'll have a winning record this year.
I mean, and to get back, you know, to a bowl, because that's important for a program of any program, but especially a program that's trying to get that identity. When you go to a bowl, usually you're the only one playing at that time. I know it helped them a couple years ago when they went to the Bahamas Bowl, and a lot of these kids that are young, like sophomores in this class, saw that, and they figured, hey, you know, this is a school that's a couple miles from my house, and you know, why am I gonna see? And I've always been the type of person, I'm thinking, if you're gonna go to Troy or you're gonna go to Middle Tennessee State or one of the schools in their conference, why wouldn't you just stay home? You got great coaching. You know, you look at FIU's coaching staff, they're always elevating people to the next level. I know that my friend on that staff now, Bryn Renner, has done an awesome job for them, and he's been elevated on that staff. I mean, he's put in the dues. See, that's the one thing you got to like about, you know, Butch Davis, because he's been there, done that. And if you're an assistant coach, look at how valuable it is. Look how much stuff you're going to learn. And I think that's been kind of a calling card to all the coaches that have, you know, coached down at FIU, whether it be now or, you know, under Mario, where you had Jeff Collins and you had, you know, who's at Georgia Tech doing a great job, and Satterfield, who's at Louisville, both coached down here as well. So I know you hate to hear that it's a stepping stone, but at the same time, they usually, you know, in a year where they have a full 11-12 game schedule, Walt, they'll usually play the UCFs, or they'll play a Duke, or they'll play, you know, a Maryland or some team that they've played, Florida in the past as well, Miami last year. So, I mean, it's a great selling point. You know, not only is the weather year-round really good, but your coaching is stellar, and you get an opportunity to play a competitive schedule.
Yeah, you know, before Butch Davis took over, they had only been to two. You talked about bowl games. Only been to two bowl games in the 20 odd years of since they started the program, and now they've done it 3 years in a row heading into this season. So that reflects a little bit what you're speaking of about the bowl games. And then the other thing on recruiting, Larry, when you're a mid major, and again, you're the king of this. You know all about recruiting. But when you're a mid-major like FIU, you have to get the guys that fall through the cracks. And how do you do that? The kid I mentioned a little bit ago, Devontae Price, I think he's from the Fort Myers area. Right. He was 5'10", 175, as you know, when he graduated high school. He's now 6'2", 220. He may be an NFL, you know, draft pick this year. He gained 4.5 inches he grew, and 45 pounds more or less. So you need guys like that are kind of late bloomers.
Yeah, no doubt. How can people follow you? I know that you write a lot of stuff. You're still doing minor league baseball for the Marlins, too, and that's awesome. But how can everybody follow you on a daily basis?
just I'm not one for social media and Twitter, but yeah, I cover FIU for the Miami Herald. You mentioned the Marlins. I cover them in Baseball America, and I have a podcast, Front Page 305. You can find that with Manny Navarro and Andre Fernandez, two of my colleagues. So people can find me in those places.
Good stuff. Walt, thanks so much for taking the time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Walter Villa from the Miami Herald, great writer, one of the best feature writers around. He's always been, and he has his hands full.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.